Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Suppose you went to an online dating service and saw a picture of someone who really, really appealed to you. But then you discovered that the only way you could actually meet this person would be if you signed a pledge that you would love that person forever. You would maintain that relationship no matter what. I think most of us would say, well, I would never consider that. There are too many unknowns. I know nothing about this person. Yes, I find that person physically appealing, and yes, what little is available under the picture about him or her, well, you know, it all sounds pretty good, or it just speaks to me in some way. But would I commit to a forever relationship with this person based merely on that? And so unless we were really, really desperate or had an incredibly limited and highly romantic view of reality, we wouldn't even consider this. And yet hundreds, if not thousands, and probably more likely thousands of people do make such promises when they get an animal from certain rescue organizations. And perhaps under the best of circumstances, the people who demand such a promise do so with the idea that it will somehow increase the recipient's commitment to the animal, and it will somehow guarantee the animal a better home. But you know what? It doesn't work that way. I think the only thing for sure that we can say about making such a promise is that it guarantees that unfit animals won't be returned to their source. So I can see the advantage from that aspect. But as far as the recipient is concerned, it really, really can be a drawback. Of course, if the animal has no problems, if the animal is healthy and stable, it doesn't matter, does it? Because it doesn't matter where the animal came from, whether the animal was a, quote, rescue, unquote, or came from a shelter or a breeder. The commitment will be there. The love will be there. And certainly the more time a person spent with that animal as a youngster, a young kitten or a young puppy, before the adoption occurred, the stronger that feeling of, yeah, this is going to work for us. Yeah, I can tell. That's different from driving 100 miles to pick up a pup who's been on the road for days in a van or a trailer with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 other puppies. And so sight unseen, you're saying, this is forever. And when problems arise with such an animal, in my experience, the worst part of this promise is that it becomes the reason why these people try to make changes. It's not because there's a bond with that animal. It's not because they're committed to that animal simply because they like that animal. They love who and what that animal is, and there's a special something there. They do it because they made a promise to another person. It has nothing to do with the animal at all. And to me, that's a tragedy. That is an absolute, absolute tragedy. And I do wish it would stop, because it's not fair to these animals, and it's certainly not fair to the people who adopt them. Because if problems arise, it takes time and commitment and a solid bond with the animal to resolve those problems. And if all that's fueling us is an unrealistic emotion rather than knowledge-based promise, we'll feel like we've been cheated. We'll come to resent not only the person who put us in this horrible position, but also the animal, him or herself. Is that any kind of loving thing to do? To a person who's willing to adopt an animal from sometimes a horrible background, or the animal who came from that background? Maybe I'm wrong, but I think not.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.